You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. If you're listening to this while having a fry-up, you're in good company. We spend hundreds of millions of pounds every year on sausages. But how has the humble British banger been changed by the European Union? In the run-up to the referendum, we're going to look at 10 everyday objects and explore the impact or otherwise that EU membership has had on them. The EU in 10 objects, if you like. And the sausages first up. Here's our chief correspondent, Matthew Price.
Sizzling sausages. How much, though, has Brussels got its hands on the British banger? Well, let's start right at the beginning. They don't know it, but our pigs are wrapped up in EU red tape. Brussels calls it
Council Directive 2008/120/EC.
It covers animal welfare across the EU, but the red tape doesn't go far enough for us.
We're a nation of animal lovers. We're going to demand high welfare standards on Europe. It's a different matter.
That's a pig farmer, Fergus Howie, from Wicks Manor in Essex. And he's right. We have higher animal welfare standards than the rest of the EU. When it comes to pig happiness, we wrap ourselves up in more red tape than Brussels requires.
We've had Dutch and Spanish farmers come and have a look at the way we farm pigs here. They think we're absolutely mad. The European method of farming is to house your pigs inside, control the environment so the pig has maximum growth rates. It's a very profitable way of farming, very cheap way of farming. Because of that, they're able to import pork into this country far below the cost that we can produce them.
For years, British ministers have pushed in Brussels for tighter EU animal welfare rules. They've had some success. Still, compared to the other 27 EU countries, our pigs are happier, mostly. Our pork is better quality and it's more expensive to produce.
£4.98 altogether, thank you.
Now, most people prefer to buy cheaper sausages. Cheaper continental imports from Denmark, Holland, Germany, Poland and Spain make up 60% of the pork we consume here. Good for you, the shopper, bad for the British pig farmer who's priced out of the market. And it's made worse for them because some EU countries don't enforce the welfare rules that do exist.
British prices is dropping and being forced down by cheap European imports which have been produced illegally to standards in this country. If I produce pork to those standards, I'll be locked up. You'd see me driven up the road in handcuffs.
On the other hand, even if we left the EU, because we're not self-sufficient in pork, we would still have to import the meat and it still wouldn't be up to British standards. Smelling good. Now, the EU doesn't stipulate what a sausage is, so we can make them however we like. Brussels does, though, protect specific types, like Cumberland sausages. That's a machine making 350 sausages a minute. The additives and E-numbers they contain are controlled solely through EU rules created by our ministers and others in Brussels. EU rules also stipulate the origin of the pork must be labelled. But only the carcass, not the processed meat. A British firm can import pork from Spain, put it through the grinder, and call it a British sausage. How do we know the meat is safe? An EU-wide pig health certificate. Sometimes it can cause problems.
If one country in the European Union goes down with a disease, that prevents all of us being able to export.
Well, not always. That's the National Pig Association's Dr. Georgina Crayford.
2 years ago, Poland and the Baltic states went down with African swine fever. Russia closed its borders to European pig meat. The European Commission's position is that it would like all trade negotiations to be on this EU-wide scale, all or nothing.
But most countries say if one nation gets a disease, it won't stop them importing from the rest of the EU. And with other places, like the growing Far East market, we have bilateral deals that don't involve EU certification. So, finally, I get to have that breakfast. And I can confirm, it is still a British banger.
Matthew Price reporting on one of our 10 objects. Another, the mobile phone, we'll be looking at later this week. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.